What do you want people to hear you really say on that song for you?
What's the message?
Yeah, what's the message of that? The whole purpose for even writing that. What do you want them to hear you at the end of the day say with that song?
That's Gabriel Dominguez. He's a pastor with Life Church Waco, and kids affectionately refer to him simply as Pastor G. He's talking with 17-year-old Terriante Griffin about a new verse Griffin wrote for a song the group is working on. And it's all happening inside a makeshift, yet well-equipped studio inside the Mission Waco youth offices. For years, high-risk youth have visited Dominguez weekly to work on songs, some writing their verses down with pen and paper, others methodically typing it all out onto their phone. Dominguez says sessions like these, where kids come to craft songs, can be a means of positive reinforcement.
When we get to record a finished product and, you know, they hear their mom, you know, mom has tears coming out of her eyes and she loves it, or their brothers or the people in their community. I mean, it's as you can imagine, I mean, it's affirmation through the roof, you know. And quite frankly, I mean, it's for a lot of these guys the first time they've ever been affirmed for doing something that's actually positive and it also matters.
Through their songs, these kids who have faced trauma from the death of parents to the troubles of the juvenile detention system are able to work out their frustrations and filter them through rhyme. For 24-year-old Thomas Walker, the process of writing and producing a song is therapeutic.
To be honest, man, I just want to give people what they need to hear. You know what I mean? I know it's a lot of rap going on. It's a lot of stuff going on out in this world, man. But I feel like us as a group, you know what I'm saying, we got a message that we trying to get people to reach. You know what I'm saying? Either our testimony or our stories, you know, from what we've been through and things like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, out of most of all, we just want to touch those that's lost.
And that includes them. Any of these kids will tell you Pastor G has pushed them to become better, not only in the studio, but outside of it as well. Music, Dominguez says, is a lifestyle, and it's also the best way to reach out to and encourage troubled youth.
Working with these kids, developing them, helping to develop them, you know, musically, right? But as artists, but even, and developing them in with the engineering part of what we do, the training, but then develop them as humans, help to develop them just with their critical thinking skills and just basic, you know what I'm saying? Like, we do life skills with these guys, man. We teach them how to just function.
The kids that go through the music program here are also exposed to Mission Waco's many support programs. That helps with the holistic approach that Dominguez has set out to use with these kids. It's not just music education or recording songs and albums. It's also food, shelter, and job training. And for 17-year-old University High School student Gabriel Salinas, that and the mentoring he's received from Dominguez have been invaluable.
That's like, I guess, the big message of all this is to kind of like take all that negativity and bad stuff that y'all been
through. Turn it all around. Yeah, no negativity no more. Just stay positive and stay on the right path, because it only gets greater from here. It only gets better. I mean, there's no reason to take any steps back. Just, because, I mean, when you're walking somewhere, you don't walk backwards. You walk forward. That's how it is.
In the coming weeks, this particular group of kids will release their first album together. And yes, they're already hard at work on a follow-up. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.